You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Monday, the 9th of July. Welcome to the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. And first up, trading ideas for the day from our experts at finance.com, the details of which will be available to you on Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control, another podcast that comes up in just a bit. But first up, here are the highlights.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
Indocount Industries Limited is a buy. Target 82 rupees, stop loss 65 rupees, return potential 13%. Berger Paints India Limited is a buy. Target 314 rupees, stop loss at 278 rupees and return potential here is 6%. Avanti Feeds Limited is a sell. Target 452 rupees, stop loss at 495 and return potential here is 5%. Moving on next on the podcast to take a look at how the week that's gone by was like for the local equity markets. Well, quite a power-packed week really, with higher MSP being announced for farmers, trade tensions between the United States and America coming to a head with that July 6th announcement, then rising crude oil prices and depreciation in the rupee. But overall, the Indian markets managed to climb this wall of worries and closed about 0.54% higher for the week that ended the 6th of July. Nifty closed below the 10,800 level, but above 10,770, which really is a good sign for the bulls. Also, it's trading above all of its crucial short-term moving averages. But the big consensus among the analyst community is that the downside looks fairly limited, but investors should still wait for a breakout or a breakdown on either side before initiating fresh positions. The Nifty has to continue to hold above the 10,777 zone to extend its move towards 10,835 and then on to 10,888. A drift below 10,740 to 10,735 zones could drag it further down towards 10,700 and then further downwards to 10,660. If you look at the institutional activity, then FPIs sold shares worth 968.1 crore rupees, whereas DIIs bought shares worth 1,480 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The rupee on Friday closed marginally higher against the US dollar, tracking some gains in the Asian currencies market. The rupee ended at 68 rupees 88 paise against the greenback. That's up 0.09% from its previous close of 68 rupees 94 paise. Now, moving on to the podcast to arm you with some of the big headlines to track this coming week. The week is going to see the onset of the earnings season for the June quarter. And along with some index heavyweights, around 25 BSE companies will be declaring their results for the quarter under review. Now, the trends for this quarter will be crucial as they will be the first for the financial year. And what's important to note is that the last quarter of the last year gave healthy indications, barring, of course, the banks. Three major names that will be declaring their results in the upcoming week include IndusInd Bank, Tata Consultancy Services and Infosys. Now, analysts at Edelweiss expect revenue growth for IT companies to accelerate in the June quarter and an improvement in management commentaries. Now, experts at Edelweiss said in a report, and we quote, while TCS is expected to lead the pack with 3.1% quarter-on-quarter US dollar revenue growth, HCL Tech is estimated to grow at 2.4% quarter-on-quarter, that's 2.1% in organic, and Infosys 2.3%. Wipro and Tech Mahindra are estimated to dip 2% each quarter and quarter, unquote. Now for the technical setup, the index did form a shooting star kind of pattern on the daily charts last week and a hammer kind of pattern for the weekly scale. Investors are hence advised to remain cautious till the time a clear trend emerges. For a decisive breakout to happen, Nifty has to close above the 10,930 level, and on the downside, 10,600 is a crucial support, and a breach of this level could extend selling pressure. The three levels to watch out for, 10,700, 10,835 and 10,930. Maximum call open interest 10,800 followed by 11,000 strikes. Maximum put open interest 10,600 followed by 10,700 strikes. And that's it from us on this podcast that's called The Morning Walk Down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great day.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.